Isn't it wonderful how God calls us into different places, uses our different backgrounds, our gifts, and our passion to bring about his kingdom here on earth? We're going to hear a testimony today, or a sharing of her story today. One of our faculty from the nursing department, Anita Escara Swears, is going to share with us today. Anita's been in the department for about 3 years, married, 2 children. I'm not going to waste any more of her time. Pray with me before she shares. Loving God, thank you that you use ordinary people like us to bring about your extraordinary kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you that you've made that possible through your son, Jesus. Now be with our good sister, Anita. Open our ears to hear what she has to say, what really you have to say to us through her. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Anita today?
Thank you, Paul. As most of you may have guessed, I have a little bit of tachycardia right now, but I'm hoping that will kind of level out a little bit. But thank you, Paul, for that pleasant introduction. And I'm really honored to share with you guys my story today. And I'm hoping pretty much this will be the first time for most of you to hear this part of my story. I'm a very busy person. I am a professor in the nursing department. I am adjunct. Outside of that, I am a daughter. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a professor, a nurse, and also a PhD student. So I kind of know what it's like to balance a bunch of things. What I have learned over the years that I want to share with you today is that we all know that God speaks to us in a variety of ways. He speaks to us through scripture. He speaks to us through prayer, circumstances, and people. And I could spend the rest of my life telling you about how God has been a part of my life in every aspect. But today I'm going to share with you guys how he's shared, how he's been in my life through people and through relationships. And through my quest, God has worked on these relationships and made me more attentive to his will in my life. I was born and raised in a small town in Arizona with no Christian Reformed churches, no RCA churches, a bunch of Mormon churches, a bunch of Catholic churches, and Lutherans. And I graduated with my bachelor's from Calvin College. But let's just remind you, he brought me to Hope for a reason. So most people try and make that connection, and they ask the question, well, how in the world did you end up in Michigan? And really, God was with me. I grew up in a big family. There were 7 of us. My father's Hispanic, and my mom is Caucasian. And my dad's side of the family is primarily Catholic. I actually have an aunt who is a nun. Gets confusing whenever, Sister Rosalie, no, she's a nun. Yep, there we go. But regardless, outside of that, my family in any way never really spoke about religion, never talked about religion. And my oldest sister, with a 14-year age span, she was a Christian, but when you're in high school, you really don't talk about that kind of stuff with your older sister. If you would have asked me back in high school how in the world I was gonna, what I would be doing in 15 or 20 years, I would have told you I would have been married to my high school sweetheart and still living in Kingman, Arizona. So how did I get from Arizona to Michigan? And before I mentioned that I really feel that God has worked in my life through relationships, and that along the way he's put various people in my life that have led me closer to him. I chose you before I formed you in the womb. I set you apart before you were born. Well, back when I was in elementary school, before there were computers and texting, there was this thing called pen pals. And I had a very good friend in elementary school who moved away. And we agreed that we would be pen pals. And for years, we wrote back and forth to each other, and we decided to make a plan to meet back up in college, because, our parents can separate us at that point. And that was the first relationship that God had brought to me to get me closer to him. The second was John. Yep. High school sweethearts. I was head over heels for this guy, and he had just moved to the town, and so I apparently made a good impression. However, his mom was a pretty staunch Christian, so there was nothing like dating or anything like that that would ever happen between the two of us, so our relationship formed over cross-country meets and practice, and then he was like, well, we can hang out if you go to youth group. Youth group? What is youth group? So I started going to youth group, and let's say that there was one relationship that survived youth group, and it wasn't the one with John. For I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. Plans for your welfare, not for your disaster, to give you a future and a hope. You will call to me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search me with all your heart. All right, so after I committed my life to Jesus, I knew I wanted to go to a Christian college. My parents were not on board with that plan. My mom's greatest concern was I was going to walk away and not know anything about life other than reading scripture. I, on the other hand, knew that my faith would struggle if I went to a university, and so I opted to look for a Christian college. Plus, there was that friend a long time ago, the pen pal, Gracie. She was a Christian, and she wanted to go to a Christian college. Her big stipulation was she wanted to go into nursing. I, on the other hand, wanted to be a German translator. Yes, a German translator. Yes, I had a serious identity crisis coming. Don't look like a German translator. Not at all. Well, Calvin is one of the few colleges with both of those majors. Of course, I didn't hear about Hope at the time. It would have changed everything. Although Gracie and I never reunited in college, that's a whole nother story, there were many more relationships that were formed. However, at college, I really struggled with who I was supposed to be, German. I was alone at college. I felt like a complete outsider. Few of my peers knew about my past, and few had been Christians for as short a period as I had been. No matter how hard I tried, there was no one in the same situation, struggling with the same situations. I couldn't just pack up my stuff and go home. But what I knew was that God was with me. After being accepted to the nursing program, a true blessing from God, even today, God brought me the next most important relationship in my life, my husband, Bill, 100% Dutchman. We met in the nursing program. He is a male nurse. And yes, I was the only nursing student he dated. That's what he tells me. But at last, I found someone who was in somewhat of a similar situation, men in nursing. A little bit of a minority. The one thing that Bill brought into my life about my relationship with God was that I met someone with this unwavering faith. I spent so much time wondering, does God love me, does he not? And my husband, without a doubt, had this confident relationship with God. And it gave me a new understanding of this undeserving love that God has for me. After nursing school, there was a job, then a marriage, some travel nursing, Bill's graduate school, then a move, then a bunch of kids, and fast forward to now. Along the way, I've really struggled with a lot of things, but what I've learned is to be attentive to God's will in my life, to look at the relationships that he's put in front of me. My relationship at times has been active in scripture and prayer, seeking counsel. Yet, there have been other times when my relationship with him has been really passive, sitting and waiting for his will to play out. Like some of you, I recently started college again. In the last months, I've been plagued with one challenge over the other, an ailing mother, an ailing father, grandmother passing, brothers being arrested, sisters falling apart emotionally. But the one thing that has been certain in my life is God has been with me. Not this something somewhere, but a God who loves me, who has a plan for me. He stilled the storm to a murmur, and the waves of the sea were hushed. I know for me there have been times that I've wanted everything to be planned out to a T. Both my kids were born on the day that I wanted them to be born on. I also had a quest to be an obstetrician, but God had a different doctor plan for me. What I hope you guys get out of all of this and what I've shared today is that we all need to be attentive to God's work in our life and look at those relationships that he puts in front of us. The journey through all of this is so much easier and so much more enjoyable whenever we do that. Lord, I turn my hope to you. My God, I trust you. Please bow your heads with me as I close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, may we see the relationships that you place before us as a way to see your plan in our lives. May we be attentive to the little things that you do for us to guide us along the way. And may you give us peace in the coming months and the strength to endure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.